Hello everyone, my name is Ryan and you are listening to The Vegan Report. Today is a solo episode. I have been wanting to record this since forever. If you follow me on social media, you might guess where I'm going with this. As you know, every year people come up with new ways of exploiting and harming animals. I remember the first time I heard about those Chinese streamers torturing cats in front of a live audience. It was pretty horrifying at the time. Recently, I came across a disturbing video of a food stall in Thailand serving live shrimps. They call this a dancing shrimp salad. And of course, backyard chickens were not at all as prevalent when I was a kid. My last solo episode was all about that. Link in the episode notes if you want to fall into that rabbit hole. For today, I want to address one of those new harmful trends, hiking raves. Have you heard of those people going into the heart of the wilderness, often in protected spaces like national parks, only to blast techno music and dance? It's real, it has been happening for a while now, and I'm making an episode denouncing it because we need to stop this trend dead in its tracks. This should not become another new normal, and I invite you to check if there is a local hiking rave group plaguing the forest near you. Maybe this concerns you more than you think. So my interest for hike raves started last spring when Instagram's algorithm recommended me videos from an account called Party Scientist Lab. It was a bunch of people carrying the biggest and loudest speakers and flashing lights, and they were hiking and dancing, hike dancing across the forest of a protected park. In one video, they had stopped at a pond near a waterfall, if I remember correctly. In another, they were hike dancing at night. When I saw those videos, my heart broke, truly. I thought of dogs cowering in fear from fireworks detonating far away. I thought of the birds I feed outside my home, flying away completely panicked when they hear me open a window. I thought of our streetlights and car lights and how they disturb the behavior and flight patterns of countless insects. I thought of a simple truth, observable by anyone. Animals are incredibly sensitive to sounds and light. And the idea of invading some of the only places left on Earth where they can get a break from human harm, only to blast loud music and blinding lights, is just cruel. At the heart of their habitats, it's what I call an act of animal terrorism. And terrorism is a good word for this, because with your music, you have injected in their small hearts profound terror. And this is not just common sense. The harmful effects of noise pollution on animal behavior has been documented extensively. Even the direct impact of that sound blast can cause tinnitus, hearing loss, if not death, to creatures with a sense of hearing far superior to that of humans. Well, let me tell you, the guy behind the Party Scientist Lab account is named Jack Martiquet. He's based in Vancouver and calls those hike raves a natural antidepressant. I decided to message him, and this is what I told him. Hi, Jack. My name is Ryan, and I'm messaging you today about the hiking raves you organize. I'm happy for your success. However, can you please consider that your forest raves are disturbing countless animals and insects? Human-generated sound negatively impacts animals by interfering with communication, foraging, navigation, and reproduction, potentially leading to stress, habitat abandonment, and even injury or death. By avoiding loud music or screams in the forest, you are providing a safe and peaceful environment for innocent beings who struggle to survive. Maybe your groups could wear headphones or organize those raves in the artificial environment of a greenhouse or glass house. I hope this message finds you well. Thank you, Ryan. His response was that he blocked me. But a few weeks later, his hiking raves videos reappeared in my Instagram feed. Coming from another account of his, Sober Rave Guy. Now, I'm not trying to pick on him, but this is an interesting case study. I mean, how has he been allowed to terrorize wildlife for so long? Is it not illegal? Well, I did some investigative reporting and was able to interview someone who knows him very well. I believe that the person is employed as a park ranger. The person did not want to appear on the podcast, but this is what they had to say about the party mad scientists. Search and rescue teams and others keep asking him to do a few really basic things like have a list of people participating, a noun route, and something like a sweep, someone designated to go last and make sure there are no stragglers. It would be nice to also have someone to do first aid. Land managers dislike him because he's doing large events in regional parks without permits. He refuses to do any of the basic safety things. He is unreasonable about it. He claims it would ruin the vibe. He also claims the events are sober, but he has no way of knowing or enforcing that. Just checking who shows up and that they all got home is the most basic thing, so he would know to call for help if someone got lost or injured. Aside from all that, a lot of people are upset at the music being played in the bush, a place they value for peacefulness. He doesn't have much to say about how his party ruins other people's enjoyment of what some consider a sacred place. Following that, I asked that person, why haven't authorities stepped in with fines? And I also asked, to your knowledge, is he violating any law? And what about the animals of the bush? Some are endangered species. Have there been complaints regarding that? His answer was, he's been shut down, but I don't know if he has been fined. Like a lot of normal raves, he doesn't post the location until close to the event happening, partly to avoid authorities from stopping him. So he knows what he is doing is against various laws or bylaws. In one case, he changed destination at the last minute. And then a person shared with me an article about one instance in which the police intervened, but they did absolutely nothing. Let me read you from that article. Authorities meanwhile voiced concern about wildfires and the safety of those planning to dance their way up the mountain and back down in the dark. Party for Health, which organized the hike rave, it's the same, you know, party scientist guy, did not appear to be deterred by the police presence and took their party to the adjacent Old Buck Trail parking lot. A crowd of about 100 people turned up wearing eccentric fashion and for the most part completed their outfits with sensible hiking boots or runners. The group made their way up Old Buck Trail, toting a sound system for about 2 kilometers, where they stopped to have a dance party under the power lines. Now, going back to that person's answer, whether he's breaking a law or not is not clear, Parks have regulations. Events planned for parks require permits. They could fine him or charge him with something, maybe trespassing. He's clearly breaking the regulations for British Columbia's parks. There have been some raves on Crown land I know of. They drive up Forest Service roads and set up in clearings. Cops usually try to shut those down too, but I do not know what part of the law they are violating. As far as endangered animals, that's hard to measure. The parks he's operating in see thousands of people a week hiking the trails. The rave is louder and at night, so it could disturb nocturnal animals, but it's not the main thing I'm concerned about. From the search and rescue perspective, it's just the simple safety things. Make a trip plan, have a safety plan, sign people in, and make sure they come home. Can you imagine the degree of navel gazing? I will even say narcissism and blind hedonism of those people. Going in those forests with no care in the world for other hikers, and even less for the animals. In fact, I'm sure the whole underground aspect of this, the fact that this is illegal and possibly dangerous, just excites them even more, makes the whole thing more appealing. And the animals? Well, as long as they don't see them, it's easy to ignore them. Although I'm sure if I interviewed those rave hikers, they would have a story or two to share about a baby bird falling from a tree, how random and incredible that was, and maybe they even took a few selfies with that bird. Who knows? But it does sound like a plausible scenario to me. Like I said before, this is not only happening in Vancouver. This has been happening everywhere. The party scientist is the face of that in Canada. In New Zealand, it's a guy that goes by rave hiking on Instagram. He climbs on mountains for what? To enjoy the peace and serenity at the top? Oh no, it's to play loud disco music while filming himself awkwardly dance for social media. Awkwardly because the surface is not flat and there is a risk that he falls down. So cool. At least he has not turned this into a business. Well, I hope. So that's it for today. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for allowing me to get this off my chest. You know, I'm a hiker. I'm a regular hiker. I do believe those places are kind of sacred. It's one of the few concessions humanity has made to Mother Nature. Like, we give you back this land. We won't touch it. We won't let our greed destroy it. And I don't want to see that agreement, that those beautiful sanctuaries of peace disappear. Again, thank you everyone for leaving a good review, for sharing the show, and for subscribing and tuning in every week. It's truly gratifying to have an audience. Thank you for caring, and see you next Tuesday.